This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 50 people were killed, dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah, according to health officials and police. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, the prime minister held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense managers in Nasiriyah. The manager of the hospital was also suspended and ordered to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis, which has killed more than 17,000 people and infected more than 1.4 million. Health officials in Nasiriyah said that search operations at the Al Hussein Coronavirus Hospital were continuing after the fire was brought under control, but thick smoke was making it difficult to enter some of the burnt wards. Large contingents of Cuban police continued patrolling the capital, Havana, following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. Demonstrators and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades. Authorities appear determined to put a stop to it. Again, large contingencies of Cuban police continue to patrol the capital late Monday. This is VOA News.